Hello, good evening everyone. Hope everyone is having a great evening, great night, good day, good morning, wherever you are, and whenever you decide to listen to this podcast. This title is called Who Am I? As you can see, I am your girl Tiny, is what they call me, but my real actual name is Beverly. I was born and raised in the Bronx. And until I was about 15 years old, and my mom decided to move to Indiana, one of the most weirdest states that a person would never think of living. When my mom decided to move to Indiana at that age of me being 15, it really changed my life. It was upsetting. It was not a good idea. I didn't like the idea of her moving to a different state. But you know us, when we're young, we never really liked the idea of majority of the stuff that our parents decide to do. So I just had to live with that, you know. Living out there, I experienced a lot. No, I've met different people. It was a different environment. I was now in the boondocks, is what they say out here in the city. You live in the boondocks. So, it was a different experience. Going to school, I had people that disliked me because I was different. And I guess that's what people call haters, but I mean, I really don't want to say that because it's not okay to say that, you know, especially not in the kind of mentality and state of mind that I'm in right now. So yeah, I mean, I encountered a lot. Like, I had many different boyfriends. That's when I started to like find out more about different STDs and, you know, just exposed to a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's human life, you know, human nature. You go through stuff, you live and you learn, and you continue going with your life, right? So, you know, have many boyfriends, sneaked around, did dumb, stupid shit, and got in trouble. Normal shit that everybody goes through, you know, but I mean, hey. So yeah, so basically, like, moved to Indiana, lived out there for a couple of years. At the age of 17, I decided to go back to New York. And that's where I started dating this Trinidadian guy. He was a little older than me, and so he was he thought he was more advanced than I, so he took advantage of my age, you know, like, he, in my opinion, he was taking advantage of my age. And yeah, he was like the person that basically started the pilot for me to continue dating other guys. And you know, every time you date different guys, you learn something new, and you just know, like, okay, I'm gonna date somebody else, it's gonna be somebody that's gonna be way better. But sometimes we just decide to just stick with the same kind of people, you know what I'm saying? It's just different guy. But anyways, yeah, so I've learned a lot, you know. It's a little bit about my little boyfriend story. Something I could discuss in another topic. Going to school. So after junior high school, I only went to school for a couple of months, or maybe not even a couple of months, maybe like a month, and then dropped out and went to Job Corps. Went to Job Corps. I didn't really make it that long there, maybe a couple of months. I was getting bullied by females, and I was just giving up. Like, throughout my whole teenage years, I was giving up on getting my education because I felt I didn't know better. So then ended up doing GED programs and things like that. Didn't really show much interest in it until I turned like about 21 and went back to Job Corps again. And I completed the program, but at the end was when things got a little bit rough because I got terminated because I made bad decisions, you know, made bad decisions. And yeah, so got terminated, but thankfully I had enrolled for this program called AmeriCorps. Which that's something I can also discuss in another topic. AmeriCorps really made an impact on my life. My team was actually the first team that actually started the GED High School Diploma Program. Took the GED twice. Oh my God. Cried taking those two GED tests in two different times because it was just so hard. Like, if you are trying to get your GED and you in high school, do not leave high school. I'm telling you right now. Unless you're very, very intelligent. Because the GED is not easy. I fought to get my high school diploma. And thankfully, I got my high school diploma. And from there, I decided to just want to go to school right away. And that's how I knew I had so much ambition. Because the fact that I just wanted to go to college right away. And I felt that way. Why? I guess because the fact that I never really experienced the high school life. I experienced the Job Corps life. But I'm like, oh, I want to go to school. You know, growing up. So I went to many colleges. I was still giving up. I was still walking away from different programs, different classes and stuff like that. And you can't quit, man. That's one thing you can't do is quit, because a quitter never wins. A winner never quits. Okay? So just keep that in mind. If you are in a state of mind where you want to give up in something that you're going through right now that you know is gonna change your life, do not give up. Just continue doing, continue striving, and continue being the best person that you could ever be. And believe in yourself. Okay? So yeah, so I went to the AmeriCorps program. After that, I got my high school diploma, but I fought to get my high school diploma because I didn't get to have it. I didn't get to get my diploma there at the program, the AmeriCorps program, because of the fact that a lot of stuff happened. That, like, again, that's another topic to talk about. But anyways, I got my high school diploma, which is good. Went to different schools. Went to medical assistant. That really didn't work out for me. I gave up on that, but then I decided to go back. But this time, the dude I was living with ended up leaving me, so I had to drop out of school, medical assistant school, to give me a full-time job so I'm able to pay my bills. But at some point, I couldn't pay it myself, so I ended up leaving to go back to mom's house. But I just really didn't want to go back to mom's house like that. So I ended up going to Indiana, back to Indiana, to live with my best friend. I was there for like about maybe 2 months. We got into a little different, we had our differences. Because, you know, we're both adults now. So we both just had our differences. So I had to leave. So I left and went back to Georgia. And then from Georgia, I went to New York. I know, right? Traveled a lot, right? So from New York, I stayed out here in Georgia. I mean, in New York, and started working, worked at Sprint. I also did Handy. Handy is like an app-based job where you can go to homes and you clean their homes. It's kind of like Uber Eats or something. So yeah, so yeah, so I did that. So me working at Sprint really was, I made money, you know. It was a little boring, but I made money, you know, can't really say I didn't, because I did commission and I was getting paid hourly as well too. At that time, I was dating this other guy, and I was going to school. I was going to BMCC, and I passed the writing assessment test and the reading. The math, I really didn't pass. The reason why I say surprisingly is because I didn't go to high school fully. So, you know, but it's easy instructions, you know, like I followed the instructions and I did really well. So I went to BMCC, but for some strange reason, I decided that, oh, maybe I should go to school for cosmetology. So I ended up going to cosmetology school and didn't give up. I was like, okay, I'm gonna stay here. This is something I want to pursue, and I'm gonna get it done because it's about time, you know. The reason why I never really decided to do cosmetology back then when I should have was because people easily were discouraging me, okay? So I went to, yeah, so I did the program. I completed it. During the time of me going to school for cosmetology, I was dating this guy, and you could kind of say I wasn't really taking my life serious, because it was some days I would miss school just to be with him, and he didn't like that. Like, he disliked that. Like, he would always get mad at me and argue with me about that, because he felt like I was just not taking my life serious. So I would get upset with him, and I would always argue with him and get mad at him because he wasn't taking me serious. But I never realized why he was doing that. But now I do realize that he wasn't taking me serious because I wasn't taking myself serious. So he ended up leaving me to go to California. In his journey of him living out there in California, I decided to get my life right, because now it was like an inspiration for me to succeed, to be better, you know what I'm saying, to grow, to prosper, to just be a better person. And so he will always, I it's crazy, because when I was with him, I used to always spend the night at his house. When I was with him, I would always be on Facebook, scrolling down, looking to see what was people doing, and he would tell me, like, yo, like, you don't have anything else better to do than to get on Facebook, like, maybe educate yourself, or, like, you know, like, learn something new. And I would always be like, I would always brush it off, but never really looked at it as him looking at me as, oh, I'm a joke. Like, that's how he was looking at me, as a joke, because I didn't give a fuck. Like, I was being careless. So, like, if I'm being careless, who would care for me? You understand? So I started getting learning more, ventilating is another topic to talk about. I learned about, like, is hair stuff. I started dating this other guy. Like, yo, I'm telling you, I have many boyfriends, guys, seriously, for real. But how would you know what you want if you're not really experimenting different people? You understand? I'm not saying, oh, go have sexual intercourse with everyone, but just saying, like, you know, if you don't experiment, you will never succeed and know what you really exactly want. So this guy I was dating really wanted the best for me, and him moving to California really inspired me to be better. So I became a better person. I'm still trying to become a better person. I'm still learning. I'm still going. I'm still out there trying to get it, you know? Started dating this other guy. This other guy I dated was just like, I don't want to talk down or talk bad about people, but this guy, I've learned my lesson, and it made me really open up my eyes to, like, a lot of possibilities. And I'm just like, no, this is not what I really want. I mean, I've dated him, and I knew that I deserve better, but I still continue to be with him anyways. So at that point, now I decided to look for God again. and pray to God and start reading more books, getting myself educated, and reading books is so fundamental, guys. Listening to podcasts is so fundamental. Listening to inspirationals is so good. That's what really pushed me to be a better person, and I'm in the progress right now of becoming a better person. By reading books, you have to keep yourself educated, obviously, if you don't know that. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know that, but a lot of people don't know that. So I'm just saying, I'm speaking for those who don't know. Reading books is very fundamental, guys. Listen to a lot of inspirational videos on YouTube. It's good. I'm telling you, it really changes your mindset about things. And, it's just, little story about me. As I'm speaking right now, I want to better myself with how I speak too. Like, I want to be able to speak more clear and more better, you know. But as the more I do this, the more my speech will get my speaking will be better. I gotta obviously keep reading more books and maybe writing more. And just being positive and just know that I'm going to get this done. You know, I'm going to get everything done. Just be in the positive mindset. I'm going to be successful. That's another thing too. Like, whenever you do speak about something that you want to do, don't say you want to do it. Don't say, oh man, I wish I can do that. Speak into existence. Speaking into the universe. It's going to happen because law of attraction is something real. You know, that's another book I have to read, Law of Attraction, because I haven't read it, but I've been watching videos and, you know, doing my little research here and there. So, kind of know a little bit. Just speak everything to an existence, you know. Know you have it. You know, you don't want to sit there and be like, oh my God, I wish I had that. And then, you know, and now in the world that we live in, like, a lot of us are programmed to think negative. And why we are programmed to think negative is because of the media and the news and people that we surround ourselves by. Like, if you're surrounding yourself by negative energy, then you're going to have negative thoughts. Everything negative is going to come to you. If you keep watching the news, you're going to be scared, because the fact that the news is meant for you to put fear in your heart. People saying, oh yeah, you have to be very careful. Of course you have to be very careful. But if you believe in the higher power, which mine's is God, then I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to believe that I can do anything that I put my mind into. Sorry, guys. You know? So, this is like a little short about me. Because I haven't recorded in a long time, so I want to be a little bit more consistent. But everything that I'm talking about has a topic. So I'm going to break those topics and we're going to talk more about it. You know what I mean? Like, trust, I have a lot to talk about. I do talk a lot. That's why I am I'm doing this podcast, because I feel like I want to express myself on here and I want to be heard by many people. And because I'm pretty sure there's people that can relate to what I'm going through or went through. I mean, everybody has their own stories, you know. And you have others that don't really talk about it. And then you have others that talk about it. Me, I'm open. I'm very open. People out there knows how I am. I'm open about conversations. But I just know that I have to be careful with a lot of things that I say, you know. But I'm pretty aware about that. But yes, that's a little bit about me. I would talk more about me and another topic. Like I said, you're gonna be hearing more about me, and you're gonna get to know me, and you're gonna get to know who I really am. So I hope you like this little intro about me. We will get more in depth, so just stay tuned, stay blessed. And I hope you guys have a great evening. Right now it's 12:01. And if it's morning, hope you guys have a good morning. Enjoy your day. Have a good day. Stay positive. Be positive. And
isolate yourself from negativity. If it's not doing you justice, if it's not helping you, stay away from that. If you feel sad, if you feel depressed, if you feel down, listen to inspirational videos. I'm telling you, you have a phone, use your phone, because that's the era that we're living in now, right? I don't know if I'm even saying that right. That's how we're living in now. We're living in era of phones, Androids, iPhones, you know? So try to do a lot of research. Anything that comes to your mind, curious about, ask on Google. You know, hey, why am I upset? What can I do to get to alleviate my me being upset? What can I do to keep away negative people away? Like, you know, like away from me. Like, just do a lot of research. That's all I'm saying to you guys. Just stay positive and be happy. If you're sad, don't be sad. It's temporary. It's a temporary feeling, man. You guys are here living on Earth for a purpose, a reason. You guys are not here just to be depressed and to be sad and to be blaming everybody for your problems. Anyways, I have to let y'all go. We'll talk more later. Hope you guys enjoyed this. It was not that perfect, but I'm working towards that. I know that I would be good, and I will continue to strive to be better. And I am good. I am good. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit there and procrastinate and be like, oh, I'm gonna be good one day. No, I am good. Okay, we have to start speaking in existence again. But anyways, you guys have a good night. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, see you later. Bye. Peace, love, your girl Tiny. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is having a blessed day. Today's topic I will be covering is fear. Something that we all live each and every day. If you want to conquer fear, don't sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. People rather live their nightmare rather than live their dream. We all speak these vocabs, I wish, I want, I can't, but nevertheless, ask how can we accomplish what we want to conquer. We grew up in the cold world and we stay stuck cold because we are too lazy to warm up to what we really want. We sit here and complain but never ask what we are doing wrong and how can we get out of that nightmare to make it a beautiful dream. That can really happen if you really strive hard. Guys, a lot of us is living in fear. And I understand that, you know, we grew up living in fear. Whether it's us watching the news, whether we are on Facebook envying people or wanting to be like others and faking who we really are, or your mom putting that fear in your heart, or your father, or, you know, grandparents, you know, whoever, friends, whoever. Guys, we have to get out of that. Fear, the way I look at fear is, how can I say this? Forever a roller coaster. Meaning we just scared and we like, you know, like when you, sometimes when you try to get in that roller coaster and you get scared, you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then when you do get on the roller coaster, you still have that fear in your heart because you're screaming and going crazy and you're like, oh my God, like you're almost like feeling that death experience, right? So we have to try to get out of that roller coaster and just drive off and do what we gotta do and take risk. A lot of us are so scared to take risk, and that's why we are so stuck doing what we're doing. We're living in this rat race and we complain about our managers, we blame everybody for what's going on when really
you, that's what you want to do. You want to live in the nightmare. Like, you can't sit there, work a job, and complain and blame your boss, because that's what you choose to do, is live that nightmare. So in order for you to get out of that nightmare, you have to strive hard to live your dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, we work Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, we're partying, we're fucking drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that money that you're using on getting turned the fuck up can be easily used for investing in something that you really want to get done. And then we complain like, oh shit, Monday's here, now we gotta go back to work. Like Les Brown said, the times of a heart attack is Mondays between the hours of 9 and 12. And the reason why it's from 9 and 12 on a Monday is because that we party Saturday. First of all, we party Friday, Saturday, Sunday we kind of calm down. We start thinking about how we have to go to work on Monday. We go to sleep, then wake up in the middle of the night. Then we sit there and worry about, damn, I have to be up in a few minutes or a few hours to go to work. And we never really like take that into consideration, that that can really be something really harmful for us. Like all these diseases like cancer and heart attacks and anxiety and insomnia, like we just sit here and we go through these things and we don't ask ourselves, why is it that we're going through that? Like, we just want to go to the doctors and have these doctors prescribe us all these medications, and those medications is doing nothing but making it worse, making whatever you have worse. And it's sad that we are all going through this. Like, you know, like, our eating habits need to change. The way we think needs to change. A lot of these things that we do, a lot of our habits needs to change. We need to find ways on how we can better ourselves. Like, stop complaining and stop getting upset about things and just trying to figure out how you can break out of that and get things going. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I call this topic fear. Like, we just sit here and be scared and we wonder what is it that we could do to better ourselves, but we never step out of our comfort zone to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in fear when we have to wake up in the morning. We have no choice than to wake up in the morning to get these bills paid. And that's another thing too. A lot of people keep talking about, oh, bills gotta get paid, bills gotta get paid, bills gotta get paid, bills. First of all, we don't live in this world to fucking pay bills. We don't. I understand that, yeah, bills do gotta get paid, but like I said, that sometimes we spend money and we don't really money on unnecessary stuff. That money that you're spending on unnecessary stuff can easily be used on something that's gonna actually benefit you. Invest in yourself, guys. Like, that's the main thing. Investing. When you sitting there talking about saving, oh, we gotta save money, use that money that you're saving to invest in something that you want to get into. You say you want to start your own business, all right, do what you gotta do. I've been a big, I can't even say it. I've been a big procrastinator. I procrastinate, and I still do. Sometimes we do procrastinate, but it takes time to work your way up to where you really want to be. You know what I'm saying? And I'm taking that risk and doing what I have to do for myself. And that's that. Like, I am so grateful that at this moment I don't have kids. I desperately wanted to have kids a long time ago, and then now I appreciate and I thank the Lord for not blessing me with no kids right now, because I have the chance to conquer and do everything I want to do in life. I'm not in a relationship. I'm happily single, not looking for no boyfriend. I'm just focusing on me and learning how to love myself. Because once I get to love myself and get to know myself, now I can figure out what is it that I really want in a man, instead of me sitting there rushing to get into a relationship with somebody that I probably like for a little second and then I throw it away, just like a baby. When a baby wants a toy, he wants it, and then he plays with it for a little bit and just throws it away. I don't want to waste nobody's time, and I definitely don't want nobody wasting my time. So yeah, so the news, guys, the news, if you guys are into watching the news, man, the news is nothing but horror. Nothing but bad news. That's what they should call it. They shouldn't call it the news. They should call it bad news, because all they ever put on the news is bad stuff. Somebody got killed. Somebody got ran over by a car. Somebody got kidnapped. Okay, we understand that all these things are happening. But why can't they put something like, oh, this person graduated from high school, or whatever, something positive, you know what I'm saying? Like that would strive and motivate us to get things done. Again, it goes back to fear. Like, a lot of us are scared because we there's a lot of stuff that's happening out there. Like, people put stuff on the news. People say, oh, this, that, this place is like this. Oh, I wouldn't want to live here because I heard it's bad over here. Oh, I wouldn't want to do this because I heard, like, that's the news for y'all. Like, the news is what's the news and the media do not want to see none of us succeed, especially us minorities. They don't want to see none of us succeed. That's why they put all these bad things on the news, and we sit there and want to watch it. I get so tired of my grandmother watching the news every day. Every single day she's watching the news, and every single day I hear something bad. It's never a time where I can hear something good. So that's why they bring all that negativity to us, and they don't notice that they're doing it. They think they care about us, which they do care about us, but it's just like our parents. I'm talking about our parents. They do care about us, but it's just like they're not noticing that they just keep putting fears in our heart. And then we don't want to do what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, because of the stuff that they bring to us. Like, they say to us, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. They have so many different opinions. Like, in my opinion, I feel like people, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to put your mind into, is what you should do. People shouldn't have to tell you, your parents or anyone shouldn't have to tell you, this is what you should do, or no, you shouldn't do that. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to be an entrepreneur, a flight attendant, own your own business, whatever, open up a bank, something, do it. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do your research. How can I start that? You understand what I'm saying? Like, guys, let's just get out of that fear. Let's learn how to love ourselves. Let's learn how to embrace ourselves and get it popping, bruh. Because life is too short to be sitting here paying bills, bro. And we can't look at debt like it's bad debt. Because you could have good debt and you can also have bad debt. You understand what I'm saying? But when you have bad debt, then, you know what I'm saying? Look at it as good. Like, okay, yeah, I'm about to strive hard to pay this debt off and get shit done. If your credit is bad, try to get your credit fixed. Even if you have to put $5 aside, a month on it, $10, something. Because if they see that you're paying something on it, then your credit will go up. Your credit score will go up. The what's popular right now is real estate. A lot of people's getting into real estate. I'm not telling you get into real estate, but I'm saying real estate is one something that's huge right now. Investing in properties. A lot of people think that their homes are an asset. Your home is not an asset. That's another topic to talk about. But your home is not an asset if you got to be sitting there paying 30 years of a loan. It's not your house. Because God forbid, if you were to lose your job, your house will go into foreclosure because you can't afford to pay it, correct? Anyways, guys, like, again, what are we waiting for? Get your ass up. Get into something that you like doing. Keep thinking about bills. Even if you have kids, you can still do it. You and your kids could open up a business together. You understand what I'm saying? All these extra technology stuff, like, I understand that, yeah, technology is what's getting us by, which, you know, that's what I'm using right now to record. But man, back in my days, bro, like, I was playing with Barbies, man. You got these little kids playing on their little tablets. Like, get your tablets out, do your research, use it. You paying all this money for this tablet? Bills, bills, bills. And if you're paying on it every month, bills, bills, bills. Use it for your advantage. Do your research. Do what you gotta do. Whatever you're passionate about, get your mind into it and do it. Don't give me this buts or if I can't do it. Ask yourself, how can you do it? You understand what I'm saying? You working your job now? You getting paid good? All right. You want to get things done. You want to be successful. You want to get out of your mom's house because, okay, a majority of us live in our parents' house right now. We from the Bronx, wherever we from, Brooklyn, Queens. Most of us is living in our parents' house, and we complain about them too. But if you're tired of your mom complaining, if you're tired of your whoever complaining, get out of that rat race. Get what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. Get what you gotta get, and get out of that fear and conquer. All right. So this was just a little short recording. Hope you guys take this and run with it. I will be making more recordings. Hope everyone have a great evening, good morning, or good afternoon. Follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Lustrous Capilli, which is my hair page. If I have to spell it for y'all, I will, which is LustrousCapilli. Again, that is LustrousCapilli. If you want to get your hair done, you know I got you. And my prices ain't that expensive, okay? So get your hair done, get cute, get beautified. I do travel. So anyways, you guys have a great day, great evening, or good morning. Much blessings. Bye-bye. Thank you.